Climate alarmists caught manipulating temperature data yet again. Written by James Murphy. Wednesday, June 26, 2019. A belief in catastrophic man-made global warming should hinge on a couple of key factors. First, it must be shown that in the recent past the Earth was a cooler place. Second, temperatures in the present and in the future must show a dramatic increase in times of increased carbon dioxide. These facts would supply evidence that scientists could use to show that our planet is getting quickly warmer. Such a graph would look much like a hockey stick. But weather hasn't always cooperated with the climate alarmist version of events. And when temperatures don't cooperate with climate hysteria, too often we find climate alarmists manipulating data. History, even recent history, gets changed to reflect what should be happening according to those in the know. Geologist Tony Heller, however, isn't one to rely on what the mainstream media and climate scientists tell us is happening. Being a scientist, Heller is keen on reporting facts instead of hysteria. And Heller is telling us that global temperature data is being manipulated before our very eyes. According to Heller, NASA has manipulated historical temperature data to show a dramatic increase in temperature, especially since the year 2000. Comparing NASA charts from the years 2000, 2017, and 2019, Heller shows data has been manipulated multiple times since the year 2000. Heller shows, with NASA's own data, that the space agency has been adjusting temperatures from the past, temperatures from as long ago as the mid-1800s, downward, while adjusting current-day temperatures upward, and those changes are responsible for most of the claimed global warming during that time. In the year 2000, historical data showed a 0.5 degree Celsius increase from the mid-1800s to the year 2000. In 2017, the same agency's historical temperature data showed a 1.5 C increase and just 2 years later a 2.0 C increase. In each of those time frames, older temperatures are pushed slightly downward. The 2017 to 2019 rise in temperature is especially confusing when you add the fact that satellite temperature data shows a global decrease in land temperature for the last 2 years. As well, satellite data adds to the case of fraud in another way. According to satellite data, since the year 2000, land temperatures have increased by 0.2 degrees Celsius, but NASA's latest chart says that temperatures increased by 1.5 degrees Celsius since 2000. So more than 80% of the change in temperature since the year 2000 is the result of temperature data manipulation. They've quadrupled warming mainly by cooling past temperatures and warming present temperatures, Heller said in a video released on Monday. Moreover, the entire medieval warm period has disappeared. The medieval warm period, which has lots of scientific and historical evidence to show it happened, and which was prominent in a 1990 IPCC graph, has been adjusted out of existence. Climate alarmists can't have a medieval warm period, since it casts so much doubt on the current theory that man is causing a current upward temperature swing. The medieval warm period occurred before man could reasonably be blamed for it. That's why in 1999, when Michael Mann released his infamous hockey stick graph, the medieval warm period was suddenly gone. Thus did man create a non-existent global warming tipping point based on CO2, starting in the late 19th century. If we had high temperatures when CO2 was low, that would indicate that other factors in the climate are much stronger than carbon dioxide, Heller pointed out. The CO2 tipping point farce goes beyond Michael Mann's skullduggery. A 2006 statement by Dr. David Deming revealed that as early as 1995 scientists were facing pressure to get rid of the medieval warm period. I had another interesting experience around the time my paper in Science was published. I received an astonishing email from a major researcher in the area of climate change. He said, "We have to get rid of the medieval warm period," Deming told the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. Interesting side note, when you click on the link to Deming's 2002 testimony, the browser says, "Page cannot be found," question, has it been purged, and if so, why? When you're willing to manipulate data you can show any result you want, and they wanted to show warming, Heller concluded. British economist Ronald Coase once quipped, "Torture the data, and it will confess to anything." While Coase's quote was about economics, it definitely applies to natural science as well. As Heller's well-researched charts show, today's climate alarmist scientists are more than willing to torture the data to achieve their desired results. There are several examples of doctored historical temperature data. Besides NASA, we know that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, has done it. We know that the HADCRUT-4 data used by the UNIPCC contained at least 70 obvious errors, according to a 2018 audit by climate data researcher Dr. John McLean. And the data tampering isn't limited to temperature either. Sea level rise data is tampered with as well. The willingness of scientists such as Mann and others to completely change historical data to show rapid warming is scientific quackery of the highest order. And that willingness doesn't just make them bad scientists, it makes them liars. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.